This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program are members of the Mitchell High School FFA program, along with Haley Hampton, agricultural teacher and FFA advisor. This is National FFA Week. Chelsea Phillips is the secretary. Chelsea, what is FFA? And tell us about some of the activities that are going on this week.
The FFA is a national organization that focuses on career success, leadership, and personal growth. I want to be in the class because it helps me not only for the future, but it helps me now. I'm able to have confidence when talking in front of people, and it'll help me with career success in the future. This week is National FFA Week, where we show our FFA pride, and at Mitchell we're having dress-up days all week, and during our lunch we will be having different activities, such as riding a mechanical bull and the three-legged race and the tennis toss and horseshoes will be going on all week.
With us is Keith Parker, Sentinel for Mitchell FFA. Keith, what are the agricultural classes like at Mitchell, and what do you learn?
The agricultural classes at Mitchell are fun. You learn a lot, and I plan to use agriculture as a career in the future.
Thanks, Keith. April Ledford is the treasurer for Mitchell FFA. April, what are some of the FFA activities you participate in?
We participate in horse judging, evaluation, leadership workshops, and we do summer camps over the summer, which is rec camp, which is a sports camp. Then we do SLC, which is for officers and FFA members. It's leadership skills. And we do livestock judging and the hunter safety team, and poultry judging and dairy evaluation, because I want to pursue a career in agriculture.
Thanks, April. Austin McKinney is president of Mitchell FFA. Austin, tell us about the national convention you attended in October.
National convention that we attended in Indianapolis, Indiana. It was a large-scale FFA meeting that taught anything from leadership to the biggest competitions in the FFA nationally. It was pretty amazing to see people from, you know, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, all come together in one city with thousands of different FFA members just from different places. All to see different cultures from places you wouldn't think's an actual agricultural place in the United States come to do the same things as we do. It's kind of like one of the FFA sayings, without agriculture we would be naked and hungry. Without agriculture we wouldn't have food to eat on. Without agriculture we wouldn't have clothes to wear on our back every day. Wouldn't have houses to live in. Any way you look at it, I don't think America could survive without any form of agriculture.
Austin McKinney, president of Mitchell FFA. Hagen Wheeler is a first-year member of Mitchell FFA. Hagen, why do you take FFA classes?
Well, I've always just enjoyed being outside and working with plants and animals and stuff. I like to pursue some kind of job in the future related to it.
Jared Doan is vice president of Mitchell FFA. Jared, why should people take agricultural classes, and why should they become FFA members?
They should take agriculture classes. They'll help them learn hands-on stuff, how to grow plants, and especially a garden and flowers or a vegetable garden. You can also learn stuff about horses, animals, livestock, anything like that, how to take care of them, like the feeds you need to give them. The reason they should become FFA member, it'll help them learn leadership. When I first started, it was because my older brother, he was in it, and the way he talked about it, it was really interesting and everything, and I wanted to get involved. And then my first 2 years, I didn't really do much, and then we had a new teacher come in, a new advisor, Miss Hampton, and she really started our chapter off real good and strong that first year, and we've done more, like they said, livestock and horse judge and ag mechanics, stuff we never done with our old advisor. Well, it's taught me a lot in leadership, especially. It may be an officer as well. I'm wanting to do a diesel mechanic, and I'd like to do it keeper agriculture related, especially farm equipment and stuff, just being agricultural in general.
Our thanks to Jared, Austin, Keith, April, Chelsea, and Hagen. We close our program with some thoughts from Haley Hampton, the agricultural teacher and FFA advisor. Haley?
Well, at the high school, at Mitchell High School, we offer agriculture classes. They're related to either plant science, animal science, and we also have a general agriculture class, which is a little bit of everything for the freshmen. FFA is an intracurricular part of those classes. We have a federal charter that says that FFA is necessary in the ag classroom because it takes what they learn and allows them to apply it in a different setting outside of school. The competitions, the things where they're learning to evaluate and speak in front of judges and things like that build those skills. That's why I consider FFA to be important. It goes beyond what's in the classroom and allows them to see, hey, when you get out into the world, these are the things you can do with what you do in high school. Allows them to make those connections. And being a member, it's not just for people who want to be farmers or want to have a job in agriculture. I think part of my job as a teacher of ag is to help people have an appreciation of it. So even if they go on to become a lawyer or you know, someone who works at a radio station, they understand what agriculture is. And, you know, so they have an appreciation for it if there comes a time when people are trying to get rid of our farming societies. And FFA allows people to develop skills in all aspects and learn a little bit about themselves and the personal growth. And that's why it's important in FFA. In our classes, we have students who are going to college and who take higher-level classes. We have students who are planning on going straight into the workforce. It's all across the board, and it makes a really nice combination. To become a member of the FFA, you have to be in some type of agriculture class. You have to have had one or be planning on taking one, basically. And they pay a $10 dues, and they become national and state and chapter members. And that allows them, for that $10, they can participate in so many different activities. It's definitely worth the money, I guess you could say. The return on it is amazing.
Thanks, Haley, and we thank you for being a positive influence on Mitchell High School students. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.